Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
You know, I'll always remember the soccer game when I threw my jersey on the ground to show my disagreement with the referee's decision to award a penalty kick to our opponents. I can still hear the referee's stern words, quote, "Put that jersey back on, son, or you need to walk off my pitch," end quote. So I walked off the soccer field shirtless. Not only did I leave my team a player short because under the rules of the game they couldn't replace me, but to make matters worse, I was the team captain. I was 14 years old but felt about 4 years old as I trumped off the field in a child tantrum. It was a long, silent drive home in my grandfather's car. I knew that he was upset and embarrassed by my behaviour, but he didn't tell me so. As much as I love my grandfather, I wish in hindsight that he would have berated and corrected me on what was clearly unacceptable behaviour as a leader, albeit just the captain of a young boys' soccer team. I don't even remember the incident being brought to the attention of my parents when we arrived home. And if it was, I don't recall receiving any discipline for doing what I did in letting so many others down. Correction for bad behaviour is never enjoyable when it's being administered, but lifelong lessons ensue. I'm sure some of my sassiness shown in the early part of my working career would have been quenched if I'd been corrected when I was much younger, but sadly it wasn't. Even now, I must admit there's still a tinge in me when I'm told what to do by someone in authority. One of the inarguable traits most admired in great leaders is humility. And of course, the opposite of humility is ego. The only leader despised more than an egotistical leader is one who also lacks self-control. The workplaces of the world can all whisper stories of men and women who had egos larger than any legacy they left and who saw the words self-control as an oxymoron. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about a captain of a kid's soccer team or a leader in the workplace. A lack of self-control can lose games and damage work teams. I take full responsibility in hindsight for my unacceptable tantrum on a rainy, cold soccer field in the early 1980s. But I also think those around me, namely my parents and my grandfather, actually did have a duty to discipline me. Likewise, any supervisor, manager or senior leader who brings the workplace game into disrepute needs to be disciplined by their boss. Each and every one of us is accountable to an authority higher than ourselves. If we don't correct our own poor behaviour, the duty to do so falls at the feet of another. An employee, as a boss, an owner may have a co-owner or investors, a CEO has a board of directors, a city mayor has a council, even a president has a mechanism to correct his or her unacceptable behaviour in this great democracy. I wonder how many of our egotistical leaders who lack self-control would have learned their lesson quicker if others around them would have corrected them sooner. I wonder how many of my earlier workplace woes would have been mitigated if indeed there had been a difficult conversation on the way home with a man much wiser than my tender years. See, great leaders are calm leaders. It doesn't mean they're passive or pedestrian in their drive to get things done, but there's a respectable tone to their manner of speech. They put people first. They're honourable in their way up the leadership ladder, because they're concerned about who they may tumble into if they fall all the way back down. My observation has been that people like to work with and for leaders who are psychologically safe rather than a turbulent tyrant who may metaphorically throw his or her jersey on the ground if he or she doesn't agree with the referee's call.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.